KFD, Kid Craddock Morning Show, is back.
Joining us on the show right now is one of the most beautiful women on earth, according to us.
Really?
You can see her on the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Hello, Megan Fox.
Hi, how are you?
Are you in bed right
she's
now?
She's got sexy voice.
Yeah, I am in bed, actually.
That's fine.
That'll make the interview even more interesting.
You
know what? Hold on. I'm going to go home and get in my bed, then I'm going to call back.
Let me take my shirt off real quick.
Yeah, right.
Megan, I liked you a lot before, but I love you after you let us know that you love Michelangelo the most.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like he's everybody's favorite. I don't know how you could, like, I mean, who's going to like Leo more than Mikey? It's just not possible.
You can't.
You really don't understand. JC is not joking when he tells you he is the biggest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan in his adult years.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I'm trying to push it on because I'm trying to push it on my 2-year-old son, and he's not really taking a liking to the Ninja
he's
Turtles.
He's young still.
Because dad likes it.
I mean, he's a baby.
Yeah.
So he's probably still more into Sesame Street and things like that. You probably shouldn't traumatize him with things that are like a little too violent.
How old is your oldest son now, Megan?
He's almost a year. He'll be a year in September.
That's your oldest? No, your old.
Mean, sorry, two. He'll be two. It's early. I just woke up.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. No, so your kids are still too young.
My oldest is almost 6 months. My youngest.
Yeah.
Two back to back on him. Yeah, that's
two
all right.
Kids.
Would you like for me to bring you a cup of coffee right now?
I would love it.
I will.
Were you pretty excited that they didn't make you wear that yellow jumper from the cartoon series and you got to wear just a jacket?
Yes and no. I mean, we tried to make one. There is one that exists.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to make the fans happy. It's just because the movie takes place in New York City in 2014, it doesn't really work because she would stand out and she really couldn't do any sort of stealthy reporting in a bright yellow jumpsuit.
And jumpsuits are so cute, but it's so, every time I wear one, it's like when you go to pee and you're like, I have to get totally naked to pee.
Yeah, it gives you a wedgie too.
The wrong kind of wedgie, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like spandex, the one that she wears. It's more like a cat suit. It's not really like a cute, like, modern-day jumper. So, I don't know. It exists. Maybe we could work it into the second one somehow. I know they want to make the fans happy. So.
You lost me at Megan Fox with a wedgie.
Yeah. That's the thing about people who are such avid fans like JC. They're almost like turtle purists. Are you making changes that some of the true fans are having trouble with? Or are you staying close enough to the original that everybody's happy?
I mean, I feel like we stayed pretty close to the original. For example, one of the guys that writes for, or the guy that writes for comicmovie.com, who would naturally be one of the most critical, he said that it's the best Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles he's ever seen.
Good.
Including the 90s movies. So, you know, I feel like he came into it really wanting to hate it because of all of the different elements involved, and he loves it. And that's how, I mean, I feel that way about it, too. Like, we did a really, not that I had anything to do with it, I'm not a filmmaker, but they did a great job. And if I wasn't in it, I would still love it. It makes me smile, and I tear up a couple of times. So I think it's a really fun version. They did a really good job.
Well, since you are promoting the movie and everything, I wanted to invite you out to Turtle Tuesday. I have at my bar.
Turtle racing.
I have turtle racing every Tuesday on the patio. So
she might have a problem and find that abusive.
Yeah,
it's not abusive at all.
Forcing turtles to race.
They need to be in their natural environment, the sewer.
Why are you inviting me anywhere? Because when he was introducing me and saying that I was beautiful, you were like, really? So I don't know.
He was saying in his room. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. In fact, speaking of beautiful, I'm going to ask you this because I subscribe to the theory: the hotter girl is, the crazier she is. So how crazy are you?
Well, it depends on what you mean by crazy. Like, okay. To you guys, maybe I'm crazy because I get really. I'm like a really spiritual hippie type that does things like sound baths and meditation, and I believe in aliens and all of that. So maybe if you mean crazy like that, then check that box off for me twice. But if you're talking about like psycho, single white female,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Boiled rabbit, Fatal Attraction. I don't have any of that.
No.
But
really?
I am just sort of like, I'm a little bit of a space cadet. For sure.
You broke the stereotype.
You're an alien.
I love that.
That's good crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know, we put up with it because the hotter you are, the more crazy we put up with.
Yeah,
so you
could
say I'm 100 on the crazy scale. That's how Halle Berry keeps a man. She's crazy, but, you know, but she's hot. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead.
Good.
Now, we're talking with Megan Fox, who is in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie in theaters now.
You're talking to her. I don't think she's speaking to me anymore.
Now, Megan, you were really a Ninja Turtle fan before you did this movie. And
yes.
You also like video games? What kind of video games can I play with you?
Well, I mean, since I've had babies, the ones that I can't remember how old they are, I haven't been playing a lot of video games. But prior to that, I did have like a legitimate, at one point, Halo addiction where I would play for hours and hours and hours because I was obsessed of getting my rank up. And then I also used to play silly things like Viva Pinata. I don't know if you ever played that game. But mostly it was just a Halo thing.
All right,
because I wanted to get better than Brian.
Yeah. Brian is a lucky dude.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so if you're not playing video games as much with the kids, and now I read that you are not eating carbs, you're not having sex, what are you doing for fun?
I mean, it's fun being with my kids, but I can't eat carbs because I've had two babies, and like if I want to be shredded now, I just can't. I cannot eat like I used to eat. And then, I mean, you know, maybe I shouldn't have shared all that information with Cosmopolitan magazine. I don't think Brian would be excited about it, but we have an older baby that for a very long time has slept in the middle of us in bed, which sort of gets in the way of lots of things. But we're transitioning him to his own room now.
You need to hire body doubles to pretend like it's you guys so that you guys could go in another room. Al and I will do that for you, and then the baby can sleep.
You're
you guys do what you got to do.
Baby?
Hmm?
Yeah, just make sure that they can
which
go.
Which one
do
of
what?
You is going to be Megan?
Me and Megan are going to go in the other room. You and Brian can stay in there, and the baby can sleep between y'all. That's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Al has to be Megan because he has bigger boobs.
The most ridiculous concept ever.
So if you need that, Megan, let us know.
I feel like my child would realize if his mother was switched for a grown man.
For a 6 foot, 240-pound black man. Yeah, he might notice that.
Well, the offer is there, Megan, if you want.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Well, Megan, we know you're really busy. Make sure you go watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in theaters now with Megan Fox.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye. Sleep tight.
Call us later.
Bye, Megan.
More Kid Craddock Morning Show is coming up.